free will is a how not a what. It's a who not a what. I am not religious, so this article will be a thought experiment. In any universe there needs to be a fixed point around which the universe can unfold. In our universe that is the untouchable rule of human free will. Free will is a how not a what. Human free will is coded into everyone's DNA, and the universe assumes that you use it. That you know how to use it. That you use it. Human free will, causing your own choice, is the capacity to cause. Cause yourself, cause your behavior, your actions, your reactions, your attitude, in essence be cause where you can be cause and be at cause where you can't. Be cause when you say something, be at cause in how it received. The Bible documents that humans didn't get the message, that the causing DNA didn't get transferred to humans from God. God was creating, causing things into existence with its word, then it created humans to its own image, fully expecting that this causing gene will light up in people. But it didn't happen. Humans put a great emphasis and effort into trying to cause things in the physical realm, in other people, but haven't even considered much to put any effort into causing themselves and their choices. They pay attention to the what, and no attention to the who, and to the how. Humans have created means to destroy everything, including the planet, but haven't behaved as sentient beings, spare a few individuals here and there. Sentience means, self-aware. Self-aware in a way that includes self-control, self-causing, self-correction. No, humans are not a fully sentient species, despite their DNA. That causing energy, when applied to you and what belongs to you is wholesome, godlike. That same energy, when applied to things and others is called force. I have read the book Power vs. Force back in 2006. At the time I liked it. I don't remember anything from what he said, David Hawkins. Everything is wiped out and replaced by an audio I listen to where he chuckles a lot. I remember thinking that that chuckling was a sign that indeed he was above it all. Obviously I was misled by that contemptuous chuckle. I thought it meant he was beyond. But when we look, power versus force is an important distinction. Power is when you apply yourself to yourself, and force is when you apply your will on others. The human DNA gives you choice. Because the human DNA is also built on the foundation of free will. If you want to be a despot, a tyrant, a user, a taker, you are allowed. If you want to float like debris on the waves of life, you are allowed. What not many people know, though say is that you are allowed to be powerful. People think that powerful is a feeling. Especially because every single human I test, I talk to, I observe feels powerless. Powerless is a feeling. No matter the circumstances, you are never powerless really. Because, you remember, power is what you apply on yourself and to what belongs to you. You see power, if you have already distinguished it for yourself, in the most unexpected places. In The Shawshank Redemption, you see Andy Dufresne being abused, used, ordered around, stripped clean of hope, but he was powerful. How so? He created a vision. Proceeded towards it a little at a time, for 20 years. Never lost his dignity, his self-worth, his self-respect, his self-control. Instead he worked on those every day. He never lost his freedom to choose who he associates with and who he doesn't. He applied the power on what belonged to him. Had you had a chance to ask him why he did certain things, he would have looked at you funny. I chose to do that, be that, dream that, for no reason. That is what is called power. When you have no reason to do what you do other than that is what you choose to do. My level of sentience, my level of using free will is 70%. It's not 100%. I am not using my free will in 30% of life. The result, I am overweight, about 15% of my weight is extra weight to carry. I am weak, because pain and fear stop me from exercising. That, my health, is the area where I don't often act as if I had power. Where I don't exercise my power. Where I am ordinary. And also some in the area of business. Where I behave as if I didn't have power. I am allowed to not use free will. But does that serve me? Free will is a rule for the universe, or God if you will. They, God or the universe are not allowed to do things for you that you can do for yourself. They are not allowed to take over. God and the universe. Or whatever else is out there. If we are in a simulation, then the program, the computer program is such that it isn't allowed. But you, the human are allowed. You have free will. Allowed to use your DNA, i.e. God-given capabilities, or not. The law of cause and effect does apply, you have chosen, and now it is yours. You reap as you sow. If you consider yourself an object in a world of objects, You are allowed. And your life is a lot of power struggle, which is a misnomer. In actuality, a lot of force and counterforce. War. The human world may praise you, may fear you, but as a human, as a sentient being, you failed. I have never seen a zombie movie, but I have read a novel, Zombie Cop, on the topic. If and when you watch a zombie movie, I say, you see the real humanity in action. You, your parents, your children, your neighbors. It is a lot more accurate description of what moves people who don't care to use their free will, than all the other kinds of movies put together. The zombies are reality, the rest is illusion, colored pretty. In the DNA adjustment, I have added all the DNA capacities, two that need to be turned off and a few that need to be turned on for a willing human to become sentient and use their free will. For some it's been relatively easy. For some it's been nearly impossible to even comprehend what is required of them. Trained helplessness is very real. And breaking out of it is an intellectual struggle for many. Some can, some can't summon the intellectual fortitude. My divine assignment is to prove or disprove that it is possible. To create methodologies and processes that can help a human to recognize their power and how it can work, how they can use it. In the starting point measurements, I measure a lot of things that can be measured. I do the measurements more for myself than for you, the client. Without the DNA adjustment, your numbers are what your numbers are. Only power applied on yourself can change them. Some clients get angry and protest. They will prove me wrong. And they don't. Other clients use force, rules, shoulds and shouldn'ts to prove me wrong. Yet other clients get, at some point, reluctantly, as if I were offering them a root canal, that unless their DNA gets altered, there is no place to go. Often a single capacity activated can turn a resistant, belligerent client into someone who is willing to look, willing to accept, and willing to play. I have a woman client who came to every private call with me wishing I were different, wishing I spoke about something that interested her. Because I didn't do anything right. I suggested that she changed her attitude and be interested. Also, I suggested that she came to the call interested, and even express it with questions and remarks like, "Wow, that's interesting," or "Tell me more." I was asking her to use her already existing capacity to be interested. It is a DNA capacity that is turned off in most people, but for her it was on, but not used. Capacities are like the light, on, off, and anywhere in between. She started to enjoy some of the conversations we had. Then she started to enjoy her customer-centered business, the parts where she needs to interact with clients. She experienced true transformation and joy in those areas. So when I suggested that I turn on a DNA capacity that wasn't on for her but was badly needed in her business, the capacity to see and recognize patterns everywhere, she was game. And she was causing herself to look for and see patterns. She didn't wait for the patterns to arise, she looked for them. Then came the big shift. The DNA adjustment with its 6 genes. She is now growing in leaps and bounds. She has broken out of the narrow confines of her work, and is starting to take her newfound power to other areas. Like relationships. Is this methodology, individual process, tenable or untenable? I say that my job is not to have a special pathway for everyone. So it's untenable. The job, my job, is to come up with a methodology that can take most everyone to heaven on earth. The promised land. To personal power. The average vibration of humanity, today, is 90. It is going down. Last time I measured it was 100. When I started this work it was 120. For the DNA adjustment to work, a person needs to have a vibration of 200 or above. Integrity, the power of your word, and responsibility, the power of causing yourself cannot stay on under 200 vibration. Your vibration is your worldview. If your worldview says you can, if your worldview says, the world won't allow it, if your worldview says, God will help me, then there is nothing I can do for you, but make you comfortable in your pod in the matrix. I have clients who are on the fence. It is still undecided which way they will go. One of the most important measure, in this regard, in the starting point measurements, if they are willing and able to give up their self-concern. Self-concern. Self-concern is protecting something about yourself, mostly your worldview, in which you were done something to. And therefore today you have to, you need to, you want to even out the scales, and be right about what was done to you. Right, that you didn't deserve it. Right that they were wrong. And today you are wholly justified to be a little shit or a big shit. To give up self-concern, one needs to first see that what they said about what happened in the past never actually happened. And that is difficult for most people, because if it didn't happen, then their whole life, until now, was built on an illusion. Some can, Most can't take it. Won't take it. They take the blue pill, so to say. And some don't even understand the issue. It is really important to get that without enough intellectual ability one cannot break out of the matrix where you are in effect. And you are okay with that. You may have all the capacities on, and you use none of them. I just looked at a client's daily journal in the Hero program. He has been doing, dutifully, what he said he would do some 18 days ago. But his attitude is dutiful. Homework attitude. No inspiration, no joy, no aliveness. Dutiful. In dutiful you earn your keep for the moment, but once the yoke is off, you do what you want to do. And in this case it is not much. What would flip him over to the side, where his actions and his attitude would be caused by himself, not some duty, not the requirement to please me, not doing as little as he can. Yesterday I asked him to tattoo our tribe slogan on his hand, "I am boss." It is already forgotten. It was my good idea, not something he wanted, not something that elevates him. His starting point measurements say, he is coachable. But he isn't willing to let go of his self-concern, give as little as he can, get as much as he can grab. I remember when I learned to ride a bicycle. Yes, I remember the exhilaration when I experienced that I am moving of my own accord. I re-experienced it at my first driving lesson, I experienced that the car moved because of me. It is not that the car is moving and I am pressing the gas pedal. It is moving because I am pressing the gas pedal. I am causing my foot pressing, and I am causing the car moving. Until and unless he experiences the exhilaration of being cause, he is lost. Ahem. Cause. Darn English language. Designed and used to keep people sheep. And as always, I didn't write this article to get clients. I didn't write this article to make money. Instead, I wrote this article because I can do no other, meaning I caused myself to tap into the spirit and this is what came out. And yet, as always, I can only write spirit-inspired articles if I also make a living. I can only train ordinary people to become human beings for peanuts, $8 or $16 a week, less than most people spend on their coffee, if I manage to sell some of my wares, courses, services to finance my life. I am going to offer an interesting and magical course today. For most people, that course is where they first notice that their words have power. That course is the Soaring Method. It's a recorded course. Alternatively, you can buy the books it is based on and see if you can get the same results. The two books are The Art of Soaring and The Power of Luck. You can buy both on Amazon, used, for less than $10 including shipping. I recommend that you do. Why? Instead of the Bible, or instead of chasing shiny objects, make it your daily reading. And experiment with the way you say the words you are taught to say in the book. I first experienced having power in my words in a course I took in 1985. I thought that it was the tone of voice that changed my life. Back then I didn't understand that I, accidentally, unconsciously, unknowingly caused myself to access the power of causing. Two nights ago I experienced myself in a dream using that power to stop civil war in America. Not the power to rouse the zombies, like Donald Trump, or my one-time teacher, Ben Settle. No. Not that power. I made people put down their arms. So we don't annihilate ourselves and this country, this civilization. Humanity. Did I believe I could do it? No, I didn't. I am a little old rounded woman with crazy Jewish hair, a la Einstein's hair, and yet. Obviously it was in my dream. But dreams are really important. If you can't see yourself doing it in your dreams, you won't even attempt to do it in your waking life. Anyway, learn to experience that your word has power. By giving it power in the Soaring Method course. In the first part of the course I teach how to find, identify and neutralize your default name that has been running your life. It's 4.5 hours of video instruction. Here is a sample for those of you who think you already know everything with no results to prove it. And you can also sign up to the whole course. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/soaring. P.S. The authors of those books authored dozens of other books that would have delighted the miracle-slash-magic-seeking millions in America. But the books above are only the two books I know and can attest that the magic that makes them work is not magic at all. It is the power that can turn on when called upon, choosing. Do the authors know why those methods they teach in those two books actually work? And what is the requirement for them to work? I don't think so. They have no idea. Do I care? I don't. But just please know, the power is not in the words, the power is in you. Use it and be amazed.